God is the healer, not your therapist. We go to God. God has a variety of ways that he can heal. And therapy is one of those beautiful ways that he does that. But also at times God gives us instructions and things that he may have us do that is a part of the healing journey. And if we don't heed to that and we're looking to someone else or something else other than God himself to heal us, that's not going to work. It's just not. Therapy has been placed above God, and I think it's time that we talk about it. But before we do, hello, my name is Amem Joy Emma, and I am the creator and host of Take a Shot with Amem Joy Emma podcast. Okay, before we get into this episode, let's clear the air because I already know what you're thinking. I can already see the fingers ready to type. Therapy is good. The eye rolls, here she go. I can already foresee it. And let me just say this. Therapy is good. You know this. I know this. It's good. It is a tool and it has helped so many people. But I think it's time that we start to put it in its proper place. What do I mean by that? I believe it is wise to seek counsel. I believe it is wise to get help, to put tools in our toolbox that maybe we didn't grow up with or we didn't have, or just to strengthen us and to help us live a better and more fulfilling life. And I thank God for therapists. I think they're amazing. I think the work that they do is a ministry and it is incredible. Just like doctors, right? We go to our doctors when we have an ailment, we have something going on. We go to the doctor and they diagnose with their expertise and they help us to figure out what the problem is and they help us find that solution. But ultimately, right, at the end of the day, they are not the ones that are healing, right? We go to the doctor and we say, hey, this is the problem here, right? And they lean on their expertise and say, okay, this is what I suggest as the doctor. And they do what they do in order to facilitate healing. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it is God that does the healing. It is God that is responsible for the healing within our bodies. It is God that we pray to, right? Before we go to surgery, before any major surgery, before any major thing going on, we go to God and we say, hey, God, guide the doctor, you know, help the doctor to use the tools that you've given him to work on my body. We don't look at the doctor to say the doctor is going to heal me. We look to the healer, God, to say, hey, God, help the doctor to do what they have been trained to do and to be a part of your healing process. But we don't look at the doctor as our healer, right? So we should do that in therapy, in seeking counsel. These are professionals. We honor them. We thank God for what they have done. But at the end of the day, you know, we go to them and we have to, first of all, be open, be transparent, be vulnerable, share things. And then out of the toolbox, you know, they're able to pull out of their toolbox to help us navigate and get the wisdom and the tools that we need to live better lives and to heal from trauma and emotional wounds. But they themselves are not the healer. God is. So I think that we have things out of order, right? And I believe we should have that. We should be able to have them as a part of our healthcare team. Just as we're able to go to the doctor and get checkups, we should be able to easily access our therapists and our counselors to get the help that we need. but they are not God. God is the healer. God is the one that we go to first of all. And, you know, we pray and we seek him. And as we seek him, and then we invite him into this process of seeking out the right therapist. We go to him and we say, okay, God, lead me, right? The word says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so we say, God, lead me to the right therapist. And so you invite God into that whole process and say, God, lead me to who the right fit will be for me. And as you get those tools and you're done with those sessions, take that back to God and pour out your heart to him. And the thing about it is, as you go to him, he'll give you more clarity on the things that you were able to get during the counseling. God, let God be a part of that moment, of those moments. Go back to God and have him be a part of those moments so that he can reveal more to you, give you more insight. But do not view therapy as the healer or your therapist as the healer. You are putting them in the wrong space, in God's space. And that is why for some of you, you've been to therapists and not felt like you're making progress. Yes, it's because maybe you haven't found the right therapist, but also you put them in the wrong place, because you have to understand, right? Therapists are people. The people that God uses. That's why it's so important for you to pray and say, God, I'm about to go on this journey of healing, and I invite you in this healing process. They are just people. They have the tools. We honor them. We love them. We love their gifting because God uses them incredibly. But again, they are just people. It is God that will give them the wisdom to know which tool they need to bring up for you. That's the first thing. The second reason why it's so important to seek God is because not every therapist may believe in what you believe in. Not every therapist practices in a way that aligns with your beliefs. And that is why it is so important for you to seek God, because God will align you with the right person. Because you have to understand, they're speaking into your life. This is your life. Don't play with your life, right? And so again, we value them. Just like, now let's keep it at that while, right? Speaking of doctors, we've heard certain doctors that have mishandled that oath, right? We hear it all the time of doctors who are out of pocket and have mishandled what they were supposed to do and not done it right, not moved right, right? Because they're people. You know what I'm saying? And maybe these doctors went into it for different motives, maybe for money or whatever the case may be. Like, they have ulterior motives. They're people. So they might be prescribing a drug that isn't necessarily what you need. But they know that if they prescribe that drug for you, they get kickback. They get more money in their pockets. I mean, that happens, right? So I say all that to say they're people. And, you know, yes, they signed an oath, but again, people can be fickle, right? People can do some crazy things sometimes. So as we know that to be clear with doctors, you know, with therapists, you know, they may not, the certain things that they do or they believe may not align with what you believe. That is why it is so important for you to seek God in this healing process and to acknowledge that he is the one that heals, not your therapist. They guide you. They help facilitate your healing, and God uses them in the process of healing. But it is absolutely God that ultimately does the healing. And once you understand that, you move differently. You see things differently. So again, this is not to bash and to say, don't go, blah, 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 blah. No, get the tools that you need. It is a great and beautiful thing and should be a normalized part of our healthcare, of our self-care, right? Of our mental health. Absolutely. But put it in its place. God does the healing. God does the healing. They bring the tools, and with God's help and God leading them, they help facilitate that healing journey that you're on. But ensure and make sure that that healing journey you're on is with God. Okay, and not dependent on, I'm going to therapy and I'm going to therapy because I want them to fix me. Mm-mm. Jesus is the only person that can and has the power to fix you. Jesus is the only person that has the power to heal you and fix you. Therapists are one of the many ways that he can do so. Also, in the Bible, if you read your Bible, familiar with your Bible, you would see that God healed a lot of people physically, right? If you read the Bible, Jesus went about healing people, healing the sick, healing blind eyes, making lame men walk. He healed a lot of people. But also know that God's healing is not just limited to physical. That as you seek him and as you spend consistent time with him, he also can heal emotionally. God can speak a word to you and go back into past things and speak life to that little girl, that little boy, that traumatic event, and go back into that place, give you clarity and heal you and bring you back into the present. Also know that God heals emotionally too. Again, this is not saying don't go to therapy, don't get the tools, but also be aware that God has a myriad of ways that he heals. And be open to the ways that God wants to specifically heal you. There are times where God may be giving you an instruction to say, hey, I need you to reach out to that person and have that conversation with that person. I need you to forgive that person. Or I need you to release that. I need you to, as an act of faith, give that over to me. Or I need you to actually stop talking about that. Or whatever instruction that God may put on your heart to do, that actually may be a key to your healing. But because in our culture, therapy is so placed high above, and again, there's nothing wrong with that. And let me reemphasize that. Nothing is wrong with that. But God might be saying, hey, I want you to do this because when you do this, it's going to unlock something for you. Something that may have taken years in therapy will not take as much anymore because of this act that I'm calling you to do. But because you are holding on to that resentment, that anger, because you are not seeking God on how to be obedient to forgiving him or to forgiving him or her, whatever that God has called you to do, and you're saying, I'm going to nurse this. I'm going to nurse this bitterness. I'm going to nurse this anger. I'm going to nurse this. I'm going to carry this. Because you're not open to seeking, how do I forgive? How do I let this go? Because you're not open to being obedient to what God has called you to do, you find yourself saying, therapy doesn't work. That's not true. It's not that it doesn't work. It's just not, God has told you to do something. You've not done it. So you keep going to different people. You keep listening to people say, oh, go to my therapist, go to this, go to that. And it's just seeming like it hasn't clicked. And you've been doing this for years and it just hasn't clicked for you. Why? Because you need to go back to what God has told you to do, whatever that is. if that's forgiving, if that's letting go of the pain, of the anger, if that's saying, God, I choose your way, then do that. But until you do what God has called you to do, it'll continue to feel like you're not making progress. So just understand, number one, therapy is great. It is a beautiful ministry and tool that God uses in the healing, in your healing journey. It is beautiful. This is not to bash or to say don't go. Nope. But also, let's put it in its proper place. God is the healer, not your therapist. We go to God. God has a variety of ways that he can heal. And therapy is one of those beautiful ways that he does that. But also at times God gives us instructions and things that he may have us do that is a part of the healing journey. And if we don't heed to that and we're looking to someone else or something else other than God himself to heal us, that's not going to work. It's just not. So again, invite God into your healing journey. Prioritize time with him in your healing journey. And as you do, watch him do what only he can do. Watch him transform your life, okay? Yes, therapy can be a beautiful part of the journey, but watch him use that. Okay, as you look to him to heal you, not your therapist. I hope this was clear. Like, I genuinely hope this was clear to you, because I just, more and more, I've just been seeing like people put therapy just on this pedestal. And like I said, it is a beautiful thing, but ultimately, God is the healer. God heals, God saves. And he's still healing today. He's still healing today, and he wants to heal you. Absolutely. And therapy is one of the ways that he chooses to heal. But you've got to invite him in, and you've got to say, God, thank you for this tool. Help me. Lead me to the right professional. Take God into your sessions. And then out of your sessions, process your sessions, do your homework, all that stuff with him, and watch him reveal and transform you. Watch the power of God do what only he can do. God is the healer. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I love and I appreciate you. If you enjoyed today's episode, then I definitely invite you to like, subscribe, all the things, follow the podcast if you're listening to this on audio, leave a review if you're listening to this on audio, and then share it with whoever you think may need some encouragement like this. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode, stick around and watch some other episodes as well. Thank you so much. I love and I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.